Welcome back to the pod.
Yo, what's up? What's crack-a-lackin'? What's poppin'?
This episode is brought to you by I'm Sorry, Dad.
I'm Sorry, Dad.
It's a podcast by Brendan Calvillo.
And Rydoon. What?
Use promo code DAD for 5% off Brandon's dick today.
Ooh. That's a steal.
On this episode, we got my buddy Vinny Fastline here. Yeah, he's like, who's sitting next to you? Vinny is a comedian and actor and friend. We talk about his past bout with a brain tumor. He had a brain tumor when he was like 15. Yep. So that's interesting stuff. And also, Vinny and I are excited because we're going on the road. We'll be in Pittsburgh on August 31st at
Rex Theater.
And then
Youngstown, Ohio.
September 1st.
Comedy Cellar.
At the Comedy Cellar. What?
Comedy Cellar at Mojo's.
Comedy Cellar at Mojo's. Mm-hmm. So mark that down, everybody. If you're in that area, come see me. Get to know Vinny on this episode. If you end up liking him, also come to the show and see him. But if you don't like him, come see me, then heckle him.
Oh, no, don't do that.
That's August 31st in Pittsburgh, and then September 1st in Ohio. I'll put a link for the tickets and everything in the bio. What?
We have more dates, too.
Yeah, we got more dates coming, but I'll let you know about those. Yeah. Also, sorry, Brandon. This Friday, August 17th, I got a show at Sycamore Tavern at the Dojo of Comedy / Sycamore Tavern. It's a bar. You go upstairs. It's called the Dojo of Comedy. Got Jamie Kennedy, Manon Matthews, Elton Castay, Jay Walker on the show. So that'll be fun. That's this Friday, August 17th. Fun. Click a link in the bio for those tickets. Just $10. Brandon, what do you have to self-whore?
When is this coming out? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I got a new short with Nick Antonian. His name is Jonah from the vlogs, and he's very good in it, and you should watch it when it comes out for his performance because he's good.
What YouTube channel is that on?
Brandon Calvillo, my name.
Brandon Calvillo.
My name. Yeah, but Brandon Calvillo, just my YouTube channel.
Thank you for watching on YouTube. We're back.
I just flipped off the camera, and you can only get that exclusively on YouTube.
We're back and looking good. We got Oliver helping us out. The YouTube videos are pretty engaging. We're showing videos. We got two cameras cutting back and forth to me and Brandon. So it's like good. It looks like the Joe Rogan Experience
podcast. I was about to say, it's a wholly original idea that nobody else has done before.
Yeah, we're just copying what Joe Rogan does because he's the best. So emulate your heroes. Am I right? Rate and review the pod. Yada, yada, yada. And we're posting one-minute clips to our Instagram pages. Your audience liked that.
Yeah.
They liked it. They didn't like mine all that much.
No. I don't know why.
No, I got like 30,000 views. It's not a very engaging video.
I feel like if we keep doing that and do it, like, I don't know. I like that.
You do? Well,
yeah, no, I liked it. Like, I like the fact that it was like a, I don't know.
It looks cool.
It looks nice.
Shout outs to Oliver. Yeah, Brandon got like comments that was saying, like, you are an intellectual icon.
And then what did you say?
I was like, wow.
No. And then what was your comments? Like, this sucks.
No. My video was just a stupid, meaningless joke.
No, your joke was really, I thought it was really funny.
It was like, it was really funny. Funny in how stupid it was.
Yeah.
But no one was like, wow, groundbreaking material. But man. Your fans are like super young and stupid.
So, yeah,
they look up to you.
All right. Well, I wouldn't belittle their intelligence. They're children.
So that's it. Thanks for subscribing on YouTube. This podcast is growing even more thanks to Oliver Tang. That's it. Enjoy this episode with our good friend Vinny Fastline.
Vinny.
We're back on the pod. What up, Brandon?
Hey, how are you, Brian? How you doing? How's everything going with you in your life?
So fucking good. I'm a little bit stressed out today.
Oh, what else is new? Am I right?
Well, the good news is I got a brand deal, but deadline is EOD today, which means end of day to all you stupid idiots out there.
What deadline? What do you mean deadline? Oh, I thought you meant, never mind.
Yeah,
that was a dumb thing I just said, and I take it back.
Yeah, you're stupid.
I know.
So what's new with you?
Dude, you know what? Just killing the game, rising and grinding every single day, you know, just living that LA lifestyle, just like constant, you know, like I can't stop, you know, like I have to keep going. or else like who knows what will happen. Maybe I'll have to like sit in my own head and like think about like my life and stuff. So right. I just keep going, you know.
Much respect.
Yeah.
It's a little weird how close I'm sitting next to you.
I know.
But it's for a reason, because we have a guest today.
Do we?
Our guest is the very handsome and cute. You're a mix between sexy and cute.
Ooh.
Comedian. Friend. Vinny Fastline.
Hey, thank you. You know, hold the applause. Appreciate it.
Vinny's, so is that a real name? It sounds too cool.
No, honestly, it's my real name. I get it all the time. People are like, is that a fake stage name? Yeah. I'm like, no, it's just the real last name was Fasolino.
Okay.
Fasolino.
And my grandparents shortened it to get jobs in America. So
I see. Fasolino.
It would have been, my dad would have named me Primo, actually.
So Primo Fasolino.
It would have been Primo Fasolino. Which, by the way, means first in Italian. And I was the third kid, so.
Hmm. What does Fasolino mean? Anything?
Fasolino.
I thought it was Vaseline.
Yeah, I got that as a kid.
Yeah, because like Primo Vaseline. That's like the best bullied. Vaseline.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Fasolino means something. That's a good point.
Fasolino. But anyways, welcome to the pod, dude.
Dude, thanks for having me.
So of course, bro.
This chair is very comfy.
Yeah, what do you think?
It makes me feel cooler than I am. Just like, just makes me feel cool.
Yeah, don't sit for too long. You'll
can
notice.
I have this chair?
Sure.
Thanks.
Actually, that's what we give to all of our guests.
Everybody gets to keep the chair.
Yeah. And nice. Brandon's taking home the couch.
I am.
Today.
Sweet. Nice jizz-covered couch.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. Look at this thing.
So before we get into who the hell Vinny is, let me tell you guys a little story. So this brand deal thing, I had to go wakeboarding.
Mm.
I had to shred the gnar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So on Friday, I went out to Pyramid Lake, which is near Six Flags. You know that lake you pass on the 5? Is it the 5?
Up Valencia?
Yeah.
Valencia? I don't know. Something is it like the 5?
That. I think I know what you're talking about.
Some big-ass man-made lake, and there was tons of algae in the water, so like we had to like sign a waiver saying we're down with getting diarrhea and vomiting. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I did not. That did not happen.
Oh,
but I did success. Shred the gnar.
Mm.
Dude. I haven't wakeboarded in years.
Sick.
This was for a brand deal?
Yeah, it's for a brand. A brand.
You can't mention the brand?
Eh. Nah.
Is it a wakeboarding company?
No, it's just I had to. The concept I wrote was short clips of me shredding the gnar, but I did it as Kathy, my character Kathy.
Gotcha.
So nice. I was in a woman's one piece bathing suit shredding, dude.
Mm. That's sick.
I forgot how tiring wakeboarding is. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You guys ever wakeboard?
No, boogie boarded.
Boogie boarded, yeah.
Boogie board. Yeah, boogie board.
Well,
boogie
this is, board.
Never this wakeboard.
Is, this is getting towed behind a boat on like a surf on a snowboard essentially, and holy shit, it's not a practical sport at all.
I've done water skiing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And somewhere. That is brutally painful.
Yeah, super tiring. It's just like getting yanked on.
Yeah,
just your arm. I hurt my arm.
Your arms are getting pulled out of your sockets.
Yeah.
Your legs are like going in different directions.
Yeah,
and then anytime you dismount, it's never friendly.
Right.
Yeah. And you just smash into water.
Yeah. I was doing some jumps, jumping the wake. And man, like after every sesh, heaving and hoeing. That's not the term.
Heaving and hoeing.
I was breathing heavily, just like, oh, fuck. But then I shot some scenes out by the pool here. And I got to say, the gym's been paying off, bro. The dune's getting Ooh, big, dude.
Really?
I got some shoulders all of a sudden.
You got shoulders?
You did. Yeah, you do look a little more bulky.
I'm getting thick, bro.
How long have you been going to the gym for?
Like 2 months, huh?
About 2 months.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
How about you? You've been going for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Nothing to show for it.
Nothing paying off, no. I just go to sit at the machines and have people yell at me for being on my phone.
Yeah.
It's mainly why.
But you, what kind of workouts do you do?
At the gym?
Lightweights, you said, right?
No, I don't do heavy lifting, but I'll just do machines and then I'll do free weights. Mm-hmm. And I always go there and the lady, I know the people who work there and they're like, oh, so what are you doing today? And I go, no idea.
Yeah.
And I just like walk around and pick up things and do it.
Yeah.
And then that's the whole, I don't have a routine. I don't have today's shoulders, today's biceps, today's chest. I just lump them all together each day. And I know it's not good for you, but I don't care.
I guess that's why you're getting no results.
Probably.
Yeah. Do you do leg day or you skip leg day, bro?
No, I've been doing leg day for the past 2 months. Once again, nothing to show for it because diet. It's mainly about diet.
Yes.
If you do all the workouts and you don't eat, you're just going to look like Michael Cera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
unfortunate.
I ate too much last night. Got a pizza last night.
Ooh.
That's good, bro, because it's going towards your muscles.
From where?
I got it from Fernandez up the street here.
I don't know Fernandez. Any good?
It used to be known as Pepe's Pizza.
Okay. I still don't know it.
Wait. Isn't Pepe's a chain?
Yeah.
Okay, but now it's called Fernandez?
Just this one location was bought out by a new manager.
They don't have good pizza in L.A.
No, they don't.
This pizza here is garbage.
It is really, really bad.
There's the only places I could think of that are decent are Joe's and Vito's.
I've never had Vito's. Joe's is great.
And Mulberry's, too.
Where's Joe's?
There's like two Joe's, or three. There's one in Hollywood. There's one in West Hollywood. There's one in Santa Monica. They're from New York. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Vito's pretty good.
Where's Vito's?
Also Hollywood.
Okay.
West Hollywood-ish, like I think La Cienega.
Huh.
And Mulberry's, Beverly Hills.
This place is known for Mexican food.
Fernando's?
No.
Los Angeles. The Mexican food's amazing.
Yeah. Vinny, you work out, right, bro?
Yeah, I work out. I try.
You got a pretty tight bod. I've seen you shirt off.
Yeah, it's you, dude. I swear to God, it's like it depends on the week.
Yeah.
Because you work, it fluctuates like crazy. The older you get, you start working out and you eat shitty that week. I started eating shitty and then I just missed 2 days and all of a sudden my asshole jiggles.
Yeah.
Insane.
How old are you?
I'm 32 in 3 weeks.
Whoa.
Oh, happy birthday coming up.
No. We're going to be out there for my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Vinny and I are hitting the road.
Where are you going?
What are the dates and locations?
Well, we got a few set up already, but we're going to do a bunch. That's the plan. We're going to do this big old tour. So we're going to start in Pittsburgh. We're doing Rex Theater in Pittsburgh, August 31st, Friday, August 31st. So that'd be sick. Mm. And then we leave. We go to Youngstown, Ohio. We do The Cellar at Mojo's September 1st. We have one show, maybe two, which is Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then another date that we have set up separately is October 24th. We're doing Oxnard Levity Live.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a bunch. We're touring Canada, and we're going to do a bunch of random cities that I've previously went on the road before. Philly, Arizona, New York, Connecticut. We're just going to get it in, bud.
Sweet. But those listening right now, put it in your calendars. If you do live in the Pittsburgh area / Ohio, August 34th in Pittsburgh.
August 31st, Friday. And then
34th, I'd say?
The 34th. Nobody shows. The 31st, Friday, and then Saturday, the 1st, September 1st, that is Youngstown, Ohio.
Hell yeah. I'll put all that info in the in the bio of this pod, and I'll do an intro for this pod that gives out the dates as well.
Nice.
But if you're listening and you don't like Vinny, you don't think he's funny, at least come out for pity, because
pity laughs and pity lunch.
My brand sponsors are ramen noodles, so let's. Yeah. I need your help.
No, but I do want to talk about, which I haven't talked about with you a lot, but you had a fucking brain tumor.
Yeah,
as a kid, right?
Yeah, we never talked about this that much, huh?
No,
as a kid, you had. Oh.
Yeah, when I was 14, I had a brain tumor, and then.
How was that? Was that fun?
That's it, guys. That's the story.
That's it?
No.
Play the laugh track?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, can I get the audience laugh? How was that? Well, that was not fun. It wasn't, you know, I mean, when you're a kid, you kind of don't know everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. It was scary for sure. But the reason I started stand-up comedy was because after that experience, I started doing crazy shit. Like, here's an example. I was so, my best friend growing up, we would always go to amusement parks, and he always wanted roller coaster rides. Like, he wanted to do roller, and I couldn't go. I would go to Six Flags, Cedar Point, all these big places, could not get on roller coasters for the life of me. And even when he finally got me on them, I absolutely hated them. But after my brain surgery, I was like, I couldn't find roller coasters big enough. I went on the biggest ones in the world. None of them were big enough, because I'm like, for some reason, I had this weird fear of stuff that never really mattered.
Uh-huh.
And then I started finding things that, like, that's bullshit. Let's try it out. So that's why stand up. I tried a comedy class. My mom kind of pushed me in. Mm-hmm. I tried that, and their final was to try stand up, which, by the way, was at Rex Theater. The first place I ever did comedy was at the theater we're playing.
Oh, sweet.
I totally forgot.
Full circle.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's cool.
So I was terrible. It's not funny, but I just tried it.
Yeah.
And then years later, I tried it again. I was 18, did a comedy competition, and won. And I was like, oh, maybe I could be good. Didn't try it again. I went to college. I mean, I waited till I was like 23 and then really started doing it.
Really dove in.
So you think that the Because was the tumor, like, was it malignant or?
It was benign.
It was benign.
They just make sure it doesn't regrow. I get MRIs, you know.
But you didn't know that for a while.
Yeah. I mean, even the fact that I was just like, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. I was like, shit, what's going to happen after I have the surgery? Like, you know, how my, because my coordination was bad. My memory's still affected a little bit. Like, I definitely struggle with things like that. My girlfriend gets so mad. She'll be like,
really?
I just told you. I'm like, I forget.
Fuck, wow.
Baby, give me a break, okay?
Yeah.
She's it's
like,
my tumor.
She's like, my name's Flower. I was like, it's my memory. No, but yeah, the memory. But I mean, I'm fine. I'm healthy. I just make sure that it doesn't come back. And
but you said that you started to do things that you normally would never have done or had a huge fear of because, well, just because, like, obviously you would. You, roller coasters aren't fun for most people.
Yeah.
Because it's actually, no, I mean, they are. But, like, for the normal person going, how, like, 70 miles an hour and then doing, like, a in a, what is that called? What is the thing? Why can't I think of it right now? What is it called? The loop.
Oh, the loop-de-loop. Yeah.
Just a loop. Like, going up and doing the loop and shit, like, that is scary.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would I ever, like, my thing is like, why would I ever want to do that? That just sounds like I'm putting myself.
Especially as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I was like, this shit's terrifying.
Yeah. But because you, do you think it's because you had the tumor, you were like, I don't know if, like.
Oh, yeah. For like, some reason.
Like,
you realize
the, like, frailty of life and how, like.
Absolutely, man. I like, my whole perspective of life changed. It's funny because you know this, being in LA, the city is, like, filled with bitter and jealous people. And there's just, like, lots of negative people here. Everyone's competing to for their dreams. And it's toxic, it can be, you know. Some people are just like, I try to remain positive and I try to remain, like, you know, optimistic and you know, happy. I try. And I think this just stems from being like reminding myself, like, humble beginnings, man. You know, it's like we got to appreciate things. I know it sounds like hacky and cliche, but it's honest God truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you, what kind of surgery was it? Did they go into your head and blast it out?
I mean, if my hair is like, if I move my hair over, there's like a scar if my head's shaved. Mm-hmm. So they just.
I can't really see it.
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I can see it.
Goes up, and then.
So you are telling the truth.
Yeah. I am telling the truth. This is a complete lie to make fans. Yeah, I mean, they put a plate in my head, titanium little plate, and they just cut it out. And then they, I had like a whole summer of, you know, like, healing up and getting my shit back together, you know, coordination back. And
so the coordination.
It did affect my coordination, too. That's how I had two things that we figured out that I had a tumor. I started having seizures that were called episodes. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I had was, I mean, there's a lot of little factors, but my coordination was lost. Like, I was actually good at baseball. I was playing Little League. I was lead off. I was on third base, center field. And then we're playing wiffle ball in my yard, and I couldn't hit the ball. Like, I'd throw it up to myself. I couldn't hit it. Everyone's laughing, like, what's going on? And my dad noticed, like, his coordination's, like, super off.
Wow.
Was the tumor in a specific part of your brain that handled it?
Temporal lobe.
Temporal lobe, gotcha.
Yeah, so infected. Like, the, you know, I mean, for me, it was the episodes, they called them. I had those. It's coordination and memory a little bit, but
wow,
feeling good.
Was that scary? Like,
yeah.
Before you even knew the tumor, all of a sudden you sucked at baseball. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Dude, definitely.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, here's another. I would do a lot of things that I didn't realize I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, so I would ask questions over and over again.
Yeah.
That was a thing. My teachers would be like, wait, you just asked that question. Like, that's when they told, my dad was a doctor. So he noticed these signs, thank God, because I might not be here if he didn't. And the teachers would tell him these are things that were happening that were super awkward. Mm-hmm. The moment that they realize is my dad was dropping me off at school. He pulls into the parking lot. As soon as we get in the parking lot, I'm talking to him. And then I just stop talking. And I, like, zone out. I stopped talking to him. And he's like, all right, you can get out of the car now. And I'm just kind of staring, like, into space. And he's like, you can get out of the car. And I was like, I got to get dressed for school. And he's like, we're at school. You knew that. Like, I thought I literally had to get dressed, get in a car, get to school. But, like, it changed the moment I was in this parking lot. And then I was like, I must have been sleeping. And my dad noticed that was an episode. Literally that day for lunch, he pulled me out of school, took me to get an MRI, and then they found it.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
So that's what happened.
That's crazy. What like, caused the tumor? It just happens.
Luck, man. You know? Yeah, I'm a lucky dude. Probably not riding roller coasters. I was a bitch. Should have rode them. Maybe I wouldn't have got one.
Should have toughened up with some roller coasters.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So when did you get the surgery after you found out you had it?
Yeah, literally like a few months. I mean, they did tons of tests, like crazy tests for a while.
Was there a period where you were waiting to find out if it was cancerous or anything?
Yeah.
That must have been fun.
That was not fun. Yeah, it was none of it was fun. I mean, my dad really played it out well. Like he played it out well to where he, you know, he made it not as big of a deal as it was.
Yeah, right.
Just super casual. But I mean, he was a doctor, so he understood that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
good which
bedside manner.
Yeah, he was great at that.
But you were 14. Like, did you tell any friends at school that you had it?
Oh yeah, they threw me a surprise. I actually want to do more bits about this. It's funny because I don't do tons of it because it's so dark. But yeah. My friends were crazy supportive, and they threw me this like surprise party before my surgery.
Yeah,
like my friend Joey, he's awesome. I remember he was like, hey man, let's hang out. We'll go to my house. He's like, we'll go to my house and we'll chill and then we'll go back to your house. And I was like, all right, that's a terrible plan, but all right, let's fall through. So we go to his house. We're sitting in his basement listening to Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker CD. And I fall asleep and he's just sitting in the chair and he lets me sleep. As a friend at a young age, you think your friends, you'd always keep them up and like, let's just like hang and do shit. But he let me sleep, which was cool. He knew I had a tumor, so maybe that's why I figured, all right, he's just, you know, letting me rest. Uh-huh. So anyways, my dad picks us up. He's all in a great mood. He's driving me and Joey back to my house. As soon as I get to the house, there's like 30 of my friends from school all lined up like,
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. First of all, when you get a surprise party, you kind of expect your birthday's there, your anniversary's there. Right, plans are fishy. Yeah. I didn't expect a brain tumor party. So I get there. I'm like, oh my God, do I not have a tumor? And everyone's like, ooh, no, you still have one, but we're having a party, motherfucker.
Celebrating it. Yeah.
So,
Dad, what does this mean? I'm tumor free?
Backfire. Oh, man.
We're celebrating your potential death.
Your potential. Oh, man. But yeah, it was fun, dude. We just stayed up all night, like party,
just raging, smoking cigarettes, smoking like whatever's bad for your 13
year old kids. We just played tag and ate Cheetos,
or just played full tackle football. got a concussion. Now let's ask the question everyone's thinking right now. It's like, how much pussy did that brain tumor get you, bro?
Dude, that's a solid question.
Well, you were 14.
Didn't bring me any actually. Fuck.
14-year-olds were like, hey, sexy.
Yeah, never did anything. Man.
Well,
in high school, I moved high schools too. So after that brain surgery thing happened, I went through like a dark period. My parents divorced. We lost all our money. Oh. I had to move to a new city and like no friends. So they didn't even know my story. And the shitty part was the city that I moved to was a big football town where sports mattered, and that's all that mattered, and I couldn't even play sports.
Right.
And I was the odd man. I'm already, like, everyone's in high school with their friends. I'm, like, a new kid in town, and I can't even fit in with the cool kids and be like, I love sports, too, but...
Right.
Because I couldn't even play them.
Yeah.
So that's tough. It did the opposite, dude.
So
fuck you, brain tumor! Yeah.
What were gym classes? Like, were you able to...
I could do, like, non-contact things or, like, whatever, but I did have seizures again in high school. Which wasn't cool, but what was cool is when they put me back on the medication, I was taking like Tegretol and shit again, and it made me exhausted. So the teachers all knew this, and they allowed me to sleep in class. I'd be the only person that's like, and they just be like, he's sick, just let him sleep.
Jimmy like looks over at you like, Miss Anderson, I have a brain tumor too. Just so they can get these privileges.
Yeah, everyone's just like, what? I'm on Tegretol. Come on.
Yeah.
Damn, brain tumor.
That was cool.
So do you go for regular checkups?
Yeah. Now the longer it goes, the longer it gets away. Like first it was like every few weeks and it was months and then now it's like 5 years or, you know, like every five years or.
Yeah.
So they blasted, it's gone?
Yeah, there's, I mean, actually they were like, there might've been like a little left on there that they can't cut off on my,
right.
But no, I mean, that should be cool.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope you don't die in the store.
Dude, wouldn't just right now.
Or actually, if you died right now, we'd get a lot of views. So.
We would, yeah.
Feel free, dude.
If you're feeling like dying, just
it'll
go.
It'll really help the episode.
Yeah.
It'll be super interesting.
If you're feeling like you're about to die, don't fight it if you feel like you're about to die. Yeah. There we go.
You're having
this is a goodbye podcast.
Brandon, you think you have a brain tumor every week.
I thought I did when I was like 2 years ago because I was, you know, those floaters you see in your vision.
Yeah. So I got those.
But did you get them when you had the tumor?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think so. I actually do think my vision might have been a little affected.
Yeah.
From the, because my right eyes, that's where the tumor was. My right eye was, yeah, was a little bit, I mean, a little blurry. This eye's kind of fine.
Sure.
So I wear contacts, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw
floaters shouldn't be from the tumor.
Well, I saw like a bunch of floaters and like these like black things in my vision, and I was like, that means I have a tumor in my brain. And I also had a lot of headaches. I was getting a lot of headaches, yeah, and like every day I would have a throbbing headache, and I didn't know. That's a weird way to describe a headache, but I had a
throbbing,
really,
I get it.
Yeah, really bad headache, and I went to the doctor, and he gave an MRI. He's like, you don't have one, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then 3 months later, they came back in the floaters, and I was like, Doc, you misread the MRI. I must have one. Like, I just have to. And he's like, what do you want me to tell you?
Your diagnosis is off, man.
Yeah. At a certain point, the doctors.
I do my research.
Yeah. At a certain point, the doctors are just like, what do you want us to say? Yeah. You know, like, do you want to have a brain tumor?
What do they give you, CAT scans?
Yeah. They gave me two MRIs.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, I asked them, like, oh, so what is an MRI? It's like, oh, well, it's just like, it's basically an imaging thing, but it's when you go in there, it's giving you a lot of radiation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, radiation, like, doesn't that cause like brain tumors and stuff? And they're like, yeah. So I'm like, could I possibly get a brain tumor from going into these MRIs? And they were like, yeah.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, okay. So I just stopped.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, there you go. What they attribute it to? Like,
just stress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly, people don't realize that stress is a huge factor for a lot of illnesses.
Yeah.
It really causes, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no, it was just that, but I've like cooled off on that since, yeah. But you actually had one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So
we got an email. Speaking of, you were afraid of, roller coasters. We did get an email asking what our biggest fears were.
Really?
We don't have to recite it, but because that's, oh,
are these emails from the week?
There's multiple questions.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we got an email from Alize Music. Hi, my name is Sila. Okay. I'm currently watching your podcast. Woo!
Right now?
It's not a live podcast.
Where she's just out the window, just yeah, like respond.
All right, so she has some questions. What are your guys' deepest fears? I'll start
answering emails.
I'm afraid of spiders, but that's not like a deep fear. I observed my older sisters being terrified of spiders as a kid.
Yeah.
So I think in my brain, I was like, oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with me. Yeah, definitely.
The movie Arachnophobia, which
that
is.
That did it.
It's billed as a comedy, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Really?
At least in certain platforms.
Did you ever see Eight-Legged Freaks?
There's nothing funny about
that. No, I never saw that.
You never saw that?
That was such a bad movie.
Oh, that movie was great.
Really?
It's so good. It's supposed to be bad. It's one of those movies that's right, supposed to be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
With, what's the guy's name? The guy who was in Scream.
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Another fear of mine is, this is an adult fear. I'm fearing being poor or like fucking up money.
Yeah.
That's so stressful.
Fear of my life every single day of my life.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. But, just not knowing.
Yeah.
Well, in this business, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
You can get a spike of money and then there's no money for a while and then a spike of money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why I always get confused when I'm like, why is Tom Cruise in like a Haagen-Dazs commercial?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's because Tom Cruise probably is like scared right now for whatever reason.
Johnny Depp is apparently broke or like,
yeah, isn't that crazy?
He spends $100 million a month.
Johnny Depp being broke is like terrifying.
But that's just yeah, like, you just have to attribute that to like probably a lot of money on drugs and probably a lot of money just stupid spending.
Oh,
you just
totally,
gotta be smarter, yeah, with your money.
He's spending it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Brandon, why they have those like account managers, like those accountants that just, they're like,
yeah,
Vinny, stop buying sandwiches. You're broke.
Apparently, yeah, Johnny Depp's dude is like, hey, so the holidays are coming up. Like, go easy on the spending. And apparently Johnny Depp's like, well, what do you want me to do? It's the holidays. I gotta buy mansions. He's irresponsible. But Brandon, what are your biggest fears?
Being set on fire, probably.
That's pretty,
that's really it. And well, just dying in general, but different ways.
Burning to death would suck.
Yeah. And drowning and being eaten alive by things.
Mm-hmm.
And
sharks.
My biggest fear used to be flying when I was a kid. And then something happened where I was like, I think I fucked up a date with a girl who I really liked. before, and I was like, I just want to die. Like, I was so, like, heartbroken over it or whatever. And I got on the plane, and I was like, ah, if this goes down, I'm okay with that. Huh. And ever since that, I'm better now. I'm much better. But ever since that, I've just not had a fear of flying.
Wow, all it took was one bad date. You wanted to kill yourself.
Well, it wasn't one bad date. It was this thing that was, like, built up and built up. This was, like, 4 years ago. It was, like, built up. And then, like, I had one shot, and then I fucked it up. And I was like, I would be okay with this plane going down. Wow. But it's funny because my fear, it's the biggest fear is just dying. That's my biggest.
Yeah.
But dying in a weird way, like drowning or being set on fire.
Yeah, those are no fun.
Yeah, for drowning is pretty bad.
Yeah. Because your lungs just explode. Ooh.
What if you're on a boat and it's covered in spiders, so you have to jump off the boat, you go in the water, and a shark's pulling you down. You're being eaten alive as you're drowning, but then you almost get up, but somebody poured oil and fire on top of the water, so now it's like all your fears at once.
Yep, and then as you're dying, you get a text from a girl saying, your date's canceled. Then...
a plane crashes into you.
That's good stuff. Brendan, are you afraid of spiders or like snakes?
No, I'm not afraid of animals except for ones that could kill me, like bears. Like a bear or a wolf or like... that's it, really. Like bears and wolves and sharks.
I keep on hearing everyone talk about how they're always seeing black widow spiders in LA. I've never seen
one. I saw one yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I saw one yesterday at my friend's in his bathroom. Yeah. And I was just like,
oh my God.
It was Dave's. And I walked out. I looked at it, I was like, hey, do you have a massive black widow in here? And he's like, don't kill it. I was like, why? He was like, I don't kill spiders.
Oh, right.
I was like, why? And he was like, it's not doing anything to me. I was like, but it's not supposed to be here.
That'll put you in the hospital.
Yeah, I was like, but it's also not supposed to be here, and it doesn't pay rent, so just kill
it. I hate spiders.
Me too, man.
They freak me the fuck out. So dude, that's one of your biggest?
But I don't like spiders, snakes, I'm not a fan of. I think sharks are creepy, but I love them. I think they're so interesting. Like, it's weird that I have like a weird obsession with my fear. Like, one of my fears is sharks, but I want to go into those cages and be in like surrounded by sharks. Mm-hmm. I was afraid to skydive. I was like, I did skydiving with Drew for his birthday once. Nice. That was pretty crazy. But yeah, I think like... but definitely failure, like financial failures and stuff. That's probably my biggest.
Right. Isn't that funny when you're a kid, like, I'm afraid of spiders. Now it's like, I'm afraid of finances.
Yeah. Oh, man. Upgrading apartments.
So stressed. Dude, it's been just a year of stress. Getting tired of this.
You're in a good place, man.
I do feel like we're getting into a good place with this podcast. We got Oliver helping. Like, we're starting to make some money. I'm keeping it all. I'm not going to share it with you guys.
I think me and Oliver would understand. It's fine.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like a comfortable lifestyle is attainable for me.
That's amazing. For me.
Brandon's looking at me just like,
okay. Nice. How nice.
But God, I've given up on just like relying on brand deals. I went 8 months without one. Just got one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm stressed out about that today. Anyways, yeah, I'm afraid of just being an adult, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Getting older.
Yeah.
Death. Like your birthdays used to be cool and then you have them and you're like, fuck. They're so upsetting.
This guy's 24 here.
24. Yeah.
Oh, just turned 24.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. Jesus, to be 24 again? I sound like Sergio. Be 24. Yeah. I swear to God. Oh man.
Because you're 32?
Yeah, I'll be 32 next month. Your body starts to ache.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, tell me all the great things I get to look forward to.
Dude. Yeah, there's like nothing.
Nothing I get to look forward to. Oh, great.
Nothing.
I'm so excited.
Life sucks.
I'm so excited.
Should have jumped out that plane when you had a jet. Yeah, dude.
Should have gotten more MRIs, gotten yourself a brain tumor.
No, it's not that bad. It's all perspective.
Wait, what's that second one?
What are your deepest fears?
The other day, I almost had a mental breakdown. What is your opinion on social anxiety, and do you have any advice about how I can get rid of it or better it? Mental breakdown. Someone tells me he didn't actually almost have a mental breakdown.
Yeah. I feel like a mental breakdown is something that like lands you, like you're either on the news or in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know,
anxiety, social anxiety, smoke weed.
No, maybe that's the opposite. That would do the opposite.
If you do a bunch of coke, you'll think that you're interesting and you'll talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs.
You know, don't take any of his advice. Actually, none of this works.
Just take the pills that the doctors give you, okay? It's good for you.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of There's just lots. That's a loaded question, man. There's a lot that goes with that. I think a lot of us have had like social anxiety. You know, it's really funny. I always say, you know, it's really funny. Why? What's wrong with me? Is that going to be the name of my special?
Do you know what's really funny?
You know what's really funny? I feel like the fact that people being on social media all the time is giving people more social anxiety.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Because it's the distance that's being created between people. Yeah. But it's actually the distance, but the also the, like, how close everyone is. Everyone's so distant, but everyone's
you more think you know everybody.
Yeah, but you don't. But the thing with social anxiety that helps is because you just said something interesting. You're like, yeah, well, everybody has that. That's the thing that helps is knowing that almost everybody has social anxiety because it's just a natural thing in your brain of like, I'm talking to another person and I'm scared because of, you know, what they think or what I'm saying and am I good enough, this, that, and the other. So that's going to be something in everyone's head when you're having a conversation. So the thing that helps is knowing that the other person is probably thinking the exact same thing. So it's like, so then you're just like, oh, we're just, no one's better in this scenario. No one's like doing better. It's just like, everyone's kind of anxious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like everyone's
it depends on the context of what the mental breakdown was about and what the social, if it's just common social anxiety of being like in public with people. I mean, a lot of people have social anxiety. Yeah. You know, it's just, you want to fit in, you don't know, you want to say the right things, you want to do the right things.
Yeah.
And I think you just stop caring. You know, just start being yourself. Yeah. Stop caring about what people think. It's so easier said than done, but dude, that's the way. I mean, if it's mental breakdown from like real issues, that's totally different.
One thing that's helped me with my social anxiety is just thinking, no one's really thinking about me. Everyone's thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
That is a calming,
a huge thing.
It's a calming thought. Like no one gives a fuck. Yeah. Everyone's thinking about themselves.
Them. Yeah.
So like
does help.
I had something on my face. It's like no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. So my answer to you, Sila, is no one gives a fuck about you.
So don't have fucking social.
Can I be on the next podcast, the one that's a little nicer?
Jesus Christ.
Let's check out another email. This is fun.
Brandon. Oh, that's not the same girl.
Tyler. Vinny, you can be involved in this. Brandon, wanna read it?
Sure. Okay, this is from Tyler. Hey, Brandon and Rai, quick question for you guys. What was your most embarrassing childhood moment that stuck with you guys through the years? I'm genuinely interested in your answers and think it would be dope to hear them on the pod. P.S. I'm 16-year-old that said he would intentionally give himself AIDS if that rings any bells.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
What's up, Tyler?
Unforgettable.
Go ahead, Rai. I feel like we've talked about this before.
I think we have, but
I'm pretty sure we have.
Embarrassing childhood moments.
There was one. This wasn't like brutal, but I thought about it when you guys were talking about social angst. Mm. There was one time I was at my friend's house, and his little brother had some friends over, and one of his friends was a few years younger than me. One of his brother's friends was from Zimbabwe, so I was like making conversation, and I was like, so. I was like, what would I call you? A Zambian or Zimbabwean?
Yeah.
Zambian. And they didn't respond. And everyone there was just like, what the fuck? Basically, I was like almost about to start being racist. I think, what do I call you?
Yeah. A Zimbabwean.
Oh,
then I was just like,
what do I call you? A foreigner.
And I just let that moment pass. Then later on that night, my friend's little brother was like, what were you talking about earlier? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, you didn't help me.
Yeah. That was your most embarrassing childhood moment?
No. It was just a moment I thought about.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. I don't know.
It's weird.
What about you, Brandy?
I don't know. Maybe when that time when I was like, this wasn't embarrassing for me though, because I owned it. I was 7 years old and I had to take shit in the at a park, and the bathroom was really far. So I literally just took shit in front of everybody walking by. And but I didn't, it wasn't embarrassing. I just did it because I had to do it. Like my parents were embarrassed, so maybe it was embarrassing for them.
You just drunk.
I
just a drunk 7-year old.
Yeah, just drunk on Jaeger, and I was just taking a shit in the park at seven.
You owned it.
And I just don't remember being embarrassed at all. I just remember being like, I have to do this.
Speaking of shitting, I sharted just a few days ago in my car.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And I had to like go to a store.
You had to go to the store.
Yeah. Wait, what? Why did you shart?
I farted. Mm. And some shit came out.
Dang.
Yeah, no, I know. I've seen Along Came Polly.
I sharted.
So you continued on with your day. Man, he's brave. Yeah. That's bold.
You didn't just stay in your house for the rest of the day.
Did you go shopping for produce, or would you?
I was already out. I was in my car.
Yikes!
About to get out and go buy a wakeboarding tow rope. Let a little fart out. Oops! Shat myself.
Whoa!
Only a little bit though.
Yeah.
And it didn't even go through. I checked my. I went to use a bathroom and you know, wiped my asshole.
Oh, okay. So it didn't hit the pants.
No, not even. Right. No.
Yeah.
Well, that, how'd you know you sharted? You just felt it.
You could.
Your butt cheeks clamped it in, saved the day.
I think so, yeah.
Heroic butt cheeks they are.
Man, yes, thank you. You've seen them.
Yeah, they're really nice. Superhero butt cheeks.
But yeah, how about you, Vinny? Anything?
I'm assuming the tumor was the most embarrassing.
Yeah. How humiliating.
How humiliating. Now, I do remember one stupid humiliation. I was like really young and I had this crush on this girl. And there was like a talent show at school. And I was the one manning the microphone, like raising it up and down. So like the stage is up here, I'm on the floor, and then the kids would like come up to the microphone and I'd just be like, raise it and lower it. And the girl that I like had a crush on in like fourth grade or whatever, and she came up to the microphone and I was just like super excited, like and I like brought the whole microphone down and made a huge noise. It echoed in the entire school. Everybody laughed. And it was embarrassing. I can't let it go.
Everybody laughed, and that's when you knew you wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah, maybe.
I was hoping you were going to say you like brought the microphone up to raise her mouth, and it like hit her
in
the mouth.
In the face.
That'd be cool.
That would have been less embarrassing, I think.
Let's go. Another email.
People who are watching this, I just did this to motion.
Aslan Dawn.
Aslan.
She said, pronounced Aslan. Hey.
Right. Let's go to the next email.
Aslan. Oh, sorry. Got it. Aslan.
Oh, yeah. Here's the cute one. This is from Chloe.
Here's the cute one.
Hey, fuck Rye. This is for Brandon.
Jesus Christ.
I like her already.
My name's Chloe. I'm 19, blonde, and a bit of a bitch. I think you're really hot and funny. So take me on a date, pussy. My Instagram is blah, blah, blah. Slide into my DMs.
Wow, that's really funny.
Whoa,
she
man.
Said entice you, man?
She's dude, like, that's so blunt.
Dude,
I think I'm
looking
gonna
her
have
up
to.
Just for the heck of it.
That's so that's
she's
so
dark.
Yeah.
She's kind of a bitch, so that's appealing, right?
Yeah.
I want to see if she has like a face tattoo.
Yeah,
Jesus
I feel like
Christ.
Yeah, look her up really quickly.
No, it's one of those private ones.
Oh, it's a private
but
one.
But it's a picture of Kermit the Frog.
So I would be going on a date with Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah. Really funny. I mean, that was a funny email, though.
Yeah, that was good. A for effort there, Chloe.
Yeah.
Fuck rads.
But I don't want to go
oh,
on a
she
date
named with herself AIDS, by the way. Did we say that?
Oh, she signed it.
Signed it AIDS.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So AIDS is a big yeah, topic on this
this
podcast.
Is the future of, this is the future of our generation. That's amazing.
No, right we've here instilled this inside of our audience, basically, is just oh, yeah, making them say AIDS.
Oh, okay.
It's not, we're the problem, you know, it's not the generation.
It's part
not
of a brand.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Well, all right, so go to Juju. So you're Juju.
Brandon, what's your answer to AIDS?
Oh, sorry, but that was a very delightful email, but I just am not currently looking for go on a date with the Kermit.
Yeah, hell
the
of
I'm
a,
not looking
hell
for
a sales pitch.
Go on a date with
yeah
Kermit.
Fucking take me to dinner, bitch. I'm a bitch. Take
whoa,
me out, pussy.
Take me out, you fucking loser.
I don't want to go on a date with Kermit the Frog, okay?
Yeah.
That's basically all it is.
Yeah, that was her profile picture.
Yeah.
What if you it get there and she doesn't look like Kermit the Frog, obviously, but she's like, hey, Brandon, so nice to meet you.
I'm a bit of a bitch.
I'm kind of a bitch.
I'm kind of a bitch here.
Wait, Juju Coronado?
This is kind of long. Is there another shorter one?
Jesus, Juju. What are these, the lyrics to Freebird? This is
ridiculous. We'll read Juju.
All right, Juju. You want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Rye, Brandon. My name is Juju. I'm 15 years old, and I'm kind of depressed and lost right now. I'm trying to make it on social media and do stand-up here in Germany because my father is stationed here, and some stuff happened to my mother and my family. She told us we were going to have a new baby brother or sister. Then the doctors told us we lost it. Then I fell into a very, very deep depression. I've never been depressed. I've always had anxiety, like really bad anxiety, but never depression. The doctors, I guess, fucked up, and we're like, yeah, it's alive. We're like, yeah, it's alive. And now I know there's no reason I should be depressed anymore, but I still am, and I don't know why. I really think you can help me, and I would like your help. P.S. Brandon, I love your short films, and I think you're an amazing comedian, Rye. That's very nice to say. Okay,
wait,
so
the baby is alive or is not?
No, the baby's alive.
Oh.
I don't understand. Oh, so, shit. Okay, so it sounds like he... Okay, so it sounds like Juju was depressed before the baby because of he lives in Germany, and then now his mom is about to have a baby, and then the doctor said it was going to die, and then they all got really sad, and the doctors say it's alive now, so there's no reason to be sad, but he is still sad.
First of all, I commend him for doing stand-up at 15 in Germany.
I didn't know there was a stand-up scene in Germany.
It's pretty amazing. And he's saying he's stationed here, so I'm imagining like
military.
Family, which is pretty cool. So he's like an American kid in Germany trying to do stand-up and social media. You already need to pat yourself on the back for that. That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
People don't understand. Even if you stink at stand-up comedy, it is one of the hardest things to start doing. I think once you do it for a while, it's pretty easy. Would you agree? It gets better. But it
gets better.
Like, to start doing it, it's scary. It's terrifying.
Right.
So I think just the fact that you're doing that is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So good for you. That is quite a mind fuck to have a doctor be like, yeah, your sibling is dead.
So it's like the doctor's, I guess, fucked up.
Oh, yeah. It's still alive.
How do you, fuck that up so badly?
Man,
I would just accept that that's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
But the baby is okay. I think time will heal these wounds.
Talking is good.
Yeah.
Expressing your feelings.
And also, that's some good material for the stage.
That's true.
They said the baby was dead, but then the doctor said it was alive. That's how he's going to say it.
Applause break after that.
Yeah, applause break.
How to deal with depression. Just...
Man, these are loaded.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You're asking a question that even a therapist would not how to answer. Why am I depressed?
You and Sila are asking people that have social anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
Well,
it just sounds like you have it just sounds like he has it sounds like he had depression before this.
Yeah.
And this exacerbated it. And so now he's higher level depression than he was before.
I also believe that when you deal with these kind of problems, I don't think you're supposed to say like, I have depression or I'm depressed, because you don't want to define yourself by that thing. It's also like, if you're sick, you're not supposed to say I'm sick. You're supposed to say I have a sickness. I'm like, I have a cold, or like you're not defined by that thing. It only makes it worse. And then it starts developing, you know, like it makes you start really becoming more depressed. Mm-hmm. And like,
I can see
you feel sadly right now.
Right. You're currently depressed.
You're currently feeling in a weird space, but it's all right. You're going to get out of it, buddy. Do some stand up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about it on stage.
Yeah, definitely. Sila, just probably get off social media.
What are some jokes he could do? Like, found out I have a baby brother. It's like, applause. It's like, but then I found out he died. Oh, but then I found out he's alive again. Boom. Closer right there.
Yeah.
That was good. That joke's done.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Juju, don't take Ryan's advice.
Yeah, your first ghostwriter, Juju.
That's a dark bit, but.
It's a good.
There's definitely something you could talk about.
It's a good joke to do in like
the doctor's fucked up. You could just be like, the doctors made a mistake.
Mm. How do the doctors make a mistake like that? They're doctors.
What else do they make mistakes about? I don't know. I'll write a 5-minute chunk for you, Juju, and I'll send it your way. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But
it's fucked up.
Yeah, you're going through a tough time. It'll get better though. And
you're also 15, Juju. Give yourself a break. You're saying you have these full blown things like depression, anxiety. I'm not saying that you don't, but your brain is a fucking war zone right now of just like weird chemicals and hormones and shit. So you got to give yourself a bit of a break. Yeah. Stand-up's probably going to be a good thing that helps him work through that, you know. But I think that you got to give yourself a bit of a fucking break.
It's tough being a young kid, middle school, high school.
Especially now, it's fucking really it's hard.
It's worse.
Yeah, it's getting like worse and worse, and like just like because you get fed so much information at such a young age now. Yeah. You get all information ever. When you're 14, and like when you're like think about like in the when was it the six? When did Watergate happen?
The 90s.
Was it the late 60s?
It's Clinton.
It was Nixon.
Watergate
that was
Nixon.
Nixon.
That was like the 60s. That was the 60s.
What am I thinking about?
Man,
with
we are.
That was Monica Lewinsky. That was the Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky was Clinton.
That was Clinton.
That was something else.
But in the 60s with Watergate.
Watergate was Nixon and the.
Yeah. And was that also. No, the Vietnam War was. No, that was still the 60s.
Watergate, wasn't it? Was,
yeah. So all these, both these things happened.
72.
Was what, Watergate? Or Vietnam
in
War?
In the 70s. No, it was Watergate.
Watergate was 72. So the 70s. And you're a kid. Everyone found out. I feel like everybody found out, like, okay, so 14-year-olds finding out about Watergate, their parents, like, they get fed information that wasn't, like, fully what it was, right? Because all news came from basically one source back in the 70s. So, like, kids who were 14 were like, Mommy, what is Watergate? And then, like, they'd be like, oh, honey, it's just our president's still a good guy. Don't worry about it. You know, like, because they don't want to, like, poison their kid's mind with, like, the real reality of, you know, corruption and shit. So the kids still were kids, and they still got to live an innocent, like, kind of naive life. But now, like, kids are finding out so much shit, like, because there's 80
billion. They have access to everything.
They have access to everything. They have 80 billion, like, different news sources now. And they not only have that, but they have people, like, now it's like this renegade news source where news sources where it's like people on Twitter, like, breaking news, like, this just happened. And it's not even somebody that works at ABC. It's just some random guy. And so because of that, I just think that you just, you're becoming 40, the cynicism of a 40-year-old at age 12. It's weird. It sucks for kids because you can just see it. Like, this kid is talking very adult. He's like, I have anxiety and depression. It's like a guy who's 40 in a therapist's office. Mm-hmm. Like, I have anxiety and depression, and I think it stemmed from my childhood, but 2 years ago when I was 10. And it's just, you know, like, it's just, it's fucked up. But it's it's just pummeling. When you get more information as you get older, you get more cynical. That's just what happens.
I think it's the information, you know, a lot of it's being negative, but I still also believe that it's the fact that they're, not only do they have access to everything as far as, like, the news goes, but they have to access to everyone's lives, that, and everyone's personally putting their lives out here. Look what I'm doing. It's just a world of comparing and competing, and that's what we do. And it's worse now is because when you're in high school, you compare and compete, or in middle school, you're like, I want to be the cool kid in school or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's worse because you're comparing and competing with this world of, like, everybody on social media. They have more followers, they're doing cooler stuff, they have their better boyfriend, girlfriend. It sucks. We need to stop comparing ourselves to other people.
Yeah, that's the,
that's where it's coming from.
What was that noise?
It might have been a camera.
Because he's also sitting here, like, saying, I want, did he say something about his social media?
He wants to be
trying to make it on social media.
Social media,
and then that's, like, a common problem that everyone has, that they all want. But, you know, that's not where your happiness should stem from anyways.
Well, I mean, for a kid right now, that's where happiness stems from, I think.
I know.
But from a kid's perspective. Is the camera just completely just shut off?
It's about to blow up.
It's about to blow.
Well, we're almost done. I think it just stopped recording.
But yeah, no, Juju, I think you're part of a, you know, you're somebody that's wrapped up in this, like, generational problem. And I think it's, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how everybody turns out when they're like 30, people that are like 15 right now.
What? Oliver?
Memory card's full.
Oh,
my bad. Gotcha.
Well, we got like a minute left anyways.
Yeah, it's true.
Vinny, I'm afraid no one will see you for the last minute.
You'll just cut out.
Oh, he's just giving up. He just put on a Nazi shirt.
He put on, just did a bunch of salutes.
He just put on a Nazi shirt.
I'm curious. I'm going to ask my therapist tomorrow about the effects of, like, because, like, our country is not doing great right now.
Yeah.
And I've been, like, stressed out lately. Not uncommon. But, like, I check Twitter
all the time,
pretty much just to see who's died, whose career is over, what corruption has been happening. Yeah, I'm like, I wonder how much this is, like, fucking with my life.
Yeah, and you're 34.
Yeah.
Imagine a 14-year-old.
Right.
Like, just imagine, this must be the fucking worst.
It's a stressful times in this world right now.
But it's all right, bro, because all you got to do is put your phone down. It's such a hippie thing to say.
My girlfriend.
Because I never do that.
My girlfriend, Jenny, is addicted to her phone. Always on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always feeling.
So is Flower.
Always comparing herself to other people.
Yeah.
It makes
her
feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
she's
of course.
Like, oh, my friend got a role. Or, like, my friend looks pretty. I'm like, you look handsome.
Yeah. You are gorgeous.
All right.
Well, I guess that just about does it on this episode. How do we feel?
I'm feeling
a fast-paced ep.
I'm feeling it's sexy.
That went by quickly.
It was rapid fire.
Man, that was fun. Can we do it again?
Man, that was fun.
Let's do it all over again.
So, Vinny, where can people find you?
Find me on social media. My name's Vinny with a Y. My last name's Fastline, F-A-S-L-I-N-E. There's no T. It's like the two words, Fastline, no T. Vinny Fastline. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook. And watch us, man. We're going to be on tour.
Yeah.
Me and Rye, we're going to go all over the country. We're going to do Canada and U.S. So in the fall.
Yep. And but
Pittsburgh and Ohio coming
at the,
up.
At the end of the month. Where can people get tickets for that? Do we know that yet?
Yeah, there's links. If you go to, like, I'm actually going to post in my bio. That's why I wanted, we got to do that video so I could post, like, the links and stuff. Because I posted it on my Facebook, but the theaters and the comedy clubs are, they have the links that they posted.
Okay, cool.
So I'll post it in my, you know, Facebook and Instagram. And
cool. And I'll put the links in the bio of this pod. So thank you, Vinny Fastline.
Dude, thanks for having me, guys. It was fun.
Thank you, Vinny. Best of luck with your tumor.
Thanks, bro. Best of luck.
Well, we usually sign off by saying, I'm sorry, Dad. So I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oliver from the back.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah.